Blog Talk Radio.
Dark. This one's for us. You loyal listeners out there, lots going on. We need more members, guys. Find them. Help me find them. I'm looking hard. We need a few more guys for the Group 3 single season, 17 to join, 300 to the Super Bowl winner. Lots of new members in there, so if any existing members want to meet some new competition, meet some new people, it'd be a good league to join. Should be starting here within the next few days. Tournament-wise, a couple connection issues, which we're going to touch base on connection issues in general later on in the show, but a couple connection issues have prevented the league's tournaments from advancing right now, so that's what's going on there currently as we speak. What else do we got going? Brand new tournament format we started today. It's called Fast Four. It's a four-man tournament. It's $30. Win two games, win $100, so they go fast. People got in it real quick. We got some callers coming in right now. You're live on the air, 586 area code. Would you state your gamer tag for all the loyal listeners out there?
X-Fuse Viper, how's it going, Greg?
Hey, Fuse Viper, how are you doing? How's the weather up there in Michigan?
Pretty nice right now. It's actually high 30s right now. It's pretty nice out.
All right, it could be the calm before the storm, though, because I hear there's bad weather.
Oh, yeah,
at least
supposed to get bad this week. Yeah, supposed to get some snow this week later on.
Now, will you be cuddling up in front of a warm fire and reading a book? If so, what's your favorite book?
That's not for me. I'm not really into reading.
All
right.
Too street for that.
But
what would
you read?
I think the last book I read was, like, Dennis Rodman's life story. So,
going to Korea and Jong-un.
Yeah, not real. That was way before those days. That was when he was playing on the Bulls with Michael Jordan and starting with the piercing and dyeing his hair and the tattoos.
Got out
of
hand.
Somebody bought me that book for Christmas.
Yeah.
So we haven't heard much from you lately. We haven't actually heard a lot from the Team Michigan crew too much, you, Cal, and Pro Sports. Now,
JJ.
Pro Sports has JJ, although we're hearing some things about JJ leaving and going to Team Legit. We'll touch base on that a little later on the show, actually. But as far as Team Michigan... we haven't heard from Pro Sports. He's been quite quiet lately, and then he reemerged today with an issue with Matternall that I know you're very, very familiar with, and it's a lag issue, and it's a very interesting subject because we're kind of having the same issue right now in the tournaments because a guy is he lives in a college dorm and he's on the college campus internet and it's not up to par and it's causing some lag problems. So he goes to the hotspot on the phone. Now, I know in the past Matternall has used hotspot and had some issues, and then sometimes hotspot works fine. And I haven't heard the complaints this season about Matternall as much as I did last season. He had a lot of problems, but this year not so much. But if you could fill all the listeners in right now about exactly what did occur with Matternall and Pro Sports.
Well, so going back to the issues, like in the single season in Group 2, I played in Week 2. We had a couple lag out problems. We had to lag out about a couple games, I know that. So I have had the problems with his connection as well. But
with Matternall?
Situation, yeah.
Hmm.
Situation was the game with Pro Sports and Matternall. matter at all was the game was lagging throughout the game. And at around the end of the third quarter, Madrenal was up, I believe it was 31-13, and there was a little bit of lag going on at the time. So Madrenal sends him a Pro Sports a message and says, hey, run the ball out so we get this game over so we don't lag out. And then Pro Sports, like, didn't want to run the game out so we didn't, like, lose, like, get player stats out. He still had a chance to win. Like, he wasn't going to give an automatic win right there. And then the game lagged out within the last couple minutes of the game, and then the game didn't register. So, and then the situation is, like, they're not sure if, we're not sure if they should get an autopilot, the Pro Sports, because he was losing at the time, or if Madrenal should be able to decide if they can reenact it or replay it.
Well, here's the two things I want to touch on. First of all, if it's lagging the entire game, like Pro Sports told me, quit right away, man. Stop the game, send your guy a message, friendly quit it, get out of that game so Madden doesn't record it. Because sometimes if you quit late in the game. Second, it's hard to take your side of the story if you play the whole game and then lose in 59-20 or 59-30 and then say, well, it was lagging. Well, don't wait till there's 13 seconds. Do it right away. And since it was 59-20 or 59-30 with 13 seconds, instead of these two guys who are already butting heads, instead of them trying to reenact the game because that's the rule, we'll just put them on auto and get it over with. That way they don't have to butt heads. But, yeah, I mean, lag's always an issue. It's always been the downfall of online gaming. So I'm sure it will be a constant issue of the future. But overall, it's been pretty good in this league. Not too many issues. Madrenal is a name that does come up frequently. So it's something we are always looking at and watching, but I don't think he purposely did it. But we got another call coming in from 773 area code. Could you state your gamer tag for all the listeners on OFL After Dark?
You got Sauce 1000.
Oh, what's up? All right, good to hear from you, Got Sauce. He's a new member. He's in the Fantasy League, and I think he just joined the Group 3 single. Now, you, Got Sauce, you were referred to by... Was it DNA Suspect? Is that the...
Yeah, DNA.
All right. Everybody knows about DNA Suspect. He when he joined the league, he came in with a boom because the word on was around that he just took $5,000 out of that Duracell tournament, which I'm sure if you're friends with him, you know all about that. But people don't know about you, but I know about you because I talk to everybody in the league, and the people that have played you... the few games or the one game or whatever, I think you can play two games in the fantasy, they tell me that you're legit and you're here to make some noise. Do you agree with them?
Oh yeah, I'm ready to get. I lost my first two games of the fantasy league. I won against in the one tournament, so I'm just getting my feet wet in on the bet and stuff. So yeah, I'm legit, no cheese play. I'm coming straight up.
Right, and that's what I'm hearing. So I'm watching you. I expect big things out of you, some playoff runs. Now, that fantasy league, there is a ton of competition in there. It's a tough league, so, you know, we'll see what happens. Getting off
all
that 0-2 start going to be hard, but you can turn it around. You got plenty of weeks left. Get your team figured out and get on the right track. Now, do you and DNA Suspect, are you guys like boys in real life, or is this just like an internet friendship? Or tell us a little bit more.
We went to high school together. He was the quarterback for our football team. I was the receiver.
Oh, really? That's cool. Where are you guys from?
Chicago, Illinois. South side, Chicago.
Oh, okay. Cool. Yeah. I don't think anybody's real. I mean, I've talked to DNA a couple times, but for the most part, the new members, we want you guys to come in. We want to get to know everybody. Come jump in some parties, play some games and shit. But for the most part, we had, like, when you joined, we had about 20 to 25 new members just hit us all at the same time. So we have all these new guys, including yourself, and a lot of you guys are on Glip chatting, but... You haven't changed your gamer tags yet, so people don't even know who the hell they're talking with yet. So,
right. Okay. I need to change that.
Now, have you figured everything out? Like, have you been to the forums? Have you got to see the TV shows? Obviously, you know about the radio show because you're calling in. We've got a couple TV shows. We've got a YouTube channel. The digital magazine. We got the digital magazine coming out here. That should be released here pretty soon. It's going to have a – because our other leagues are getting ready to go into the playoffs, so it's going to be like a playoff preview magazine. So we got all that stuff. So if you take a look on the forum, you can find most of it, or on the Glip chat, you know. We send those links.
Okay. I'm trying to find a way to how to keep up with my tournaments and stuff, you know, with the whole schedule, keeping up with that.
Yeah. Speaking of that, you were waiting for the winner of – let me check real quick. Weren't you in that Helena 8 tournament, you were waiting for the winner of Buck Sweep and I think it was – yeah, Buck Sweep and Premier. Yeah, Buck Sweep's moved on, so you can play that game whenever. LC Premier has been forfeited. His 3 days ran out. So whenever you get a chance, go ahead and contact Buck Sweep. The other thing is, I know you were saying you were trying to get some more games. Well, when that other league starts, you'll have another 2 games a week, but you want to get some new tournaments. I sent you a message actually right away about that Fast Four tournament, but it filled up so quick. We're going
to
do
more
of those, though.
Yeah,
they're going to be 4-man tournaments. Yeah, just real quick, 4 guys. You know what I mean? So,
right.
We'll see. They're going to fill up fast, but they're still out there. You can still sign up, and as soon as we get 4 people, we'll start another one. So you can always just – all you listeners out there, because we just started that today, what the Fast Four are, it's 4 guys. It's $30 to get in. You win 2 games, you win 100. The idea behind it is that we get the games all played in a 2-hour span so we can, get it over with right away. Unfortunately, in the first Fast Four that we started tonight, one of the guys is having some connection issues, so we're not able to get it done as fast as possible. So that's that. You're also on the air here with Fuse Vipers out of Detroit, Michigan, so he's up your way a little bit. And also, you have Snake Eyes on the air. He's from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. So they're actually newer. They're newer members. They're not as new as you. They joined probably 2 months before you, but they're newer that they haven't been here.
I'm trying to play everybody. Get to know everybody.
Right on. So that's You Got Sauced 1000. If you guys out there listening ever want to get a game in, he's very active on Glip. So I see him on there a lot. He's easy to communicate with. So if anybody's trying to get a game, Buck Sweep, if you're out there listening, he's probably ready to get that tournament game in. Now, I think DNA brought another guy with him named Sinister AB13. Do you know this guy?
Yeah, we got him, and then we got King Matt KJ. He's in the league too.
Oh yeah. That King. Yeah, yep. That's right. So do you? So that's a whole crew. Is everyone out of from the same town?
City? Right here.
Nice.
Outside Chicago.
Nice. Speaking of King and if you go to the forum, you can see the OSL Championship playoff rankings. And actually, Kingman KJ28 snuck in at number 20. So he's one of the new guys that got ranked at 20, and DNA Suspect is ranked at 11. So
So
they snuck into the top 20 already. So expected some big things out of those guys. So that whole crew seems to have some good players coming out. It reminds me of Team Houston. We got a crew of about 5 or 6 guys out of Houston. They're playing real nice right now. So actually, the one guy is the guy that you ended up losing to there in fantasy, OFL Now Savage.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
They all play very similar to him. He's kind of like their ringleader.
Glitches.
All right, yeah, we've heard that from other people. We have been investigating a little bit of that. So that's what they were all – is that what he was doing?
I played a couple of them. They all have the same playbook. They do some, switch plays where, the defender can't even get to the ball or just, a glitch route and stuff like that. stuff that you like you can't really defend.
Yeah, it's being investigated as we talk. It might even be a little. So I don't know. It's a thin line calling something a glitch or not. But as long as there's a way to stop it, I don't consider it a glitch. But if it's completely unstoppable, then it could possibly be a glitch.
I might have to expose their playbook, most of their plays to one of the Green Bay Packers playbook. Exposed.
Well, I mean, I'm sure the other league members would like that. There's no doubt about that. Hey, Snake Eyes, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I know you wanted to talk about something. Why don't you talk a little bit about what you wanted to discuss?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about Special Olympics and stuff like that. That's what I do on Fridays, and then we have tournaments about like once every like 2 to 3 months a year and stuff like that. And I like people to try to help out Special Olympics in their hometown because our team is hurting because we need coaches, we need players, we need volunteers. So if anybody in the league would want to volunteer, just go to SpecialOlympics.com and then you can go to volunteers, like there's a certain thing and stuff like that that you can do.
And what kind of leagues are you talking about?
Like for special ed people. That
yeah, but are they like football leagues, basketball, Madden, like what kind of league, what kind of sport are you playing?
Like actual football tournaments, like actual basketball tournaments and stuff like that. We go up to Pitt, we go to Clarion, up by Brookville, Cook Forest, places like that. And then we go to Penn State for the, you can say like the championship round.
Mm-hmm.
Go there for like 3 days, and we get.
No,
did
you ever win that?
We get food and stuff. I won second place up there, but we had a teammate knock over a girl and almost knock her out. So
damn.
So like, you got to watch what you're doing and
mm-hmm.
stuff. How long have I been playing? I learned so much in that league. Like, not really a league, but you know what I mean.
So, what are some of the things you learned?
Basically, try to work with other people that you don't really like.
Mm-hmm.
And
so is that why you're able to... Is that why you're able to... It seems from an outsider looking in... You always seem to handle Balkino better than a lot of people do. Would you attribute that to maybe some of the things you learned here in the basketball tournament?
We have basketball tournaments. We got a little bit of everything. With my Special Olympics team, we had all the types of people.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a few that I had to actually keep my cool with and
mm-hmm.
stuff. So it's like, I just had to keep a mosh, I had to just keep on playing and leave it all out on all of the court, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And
now,
basically
I know one
show
of your favorite,
how I am.
I know Balkino is one of your least favorite members in the league, but I know Cal 29 is one of your favorite members in the league. Could you speak a little bit about why you think so highly of Cal? And could you also let everybody know, where's Cal been?
I don't know. I've been trying to get a hold of him between, like, 11 and 12.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what happened. Like,
I can give my inside information on this. I'm Cal's neighbor. I can give some inside info on this.
All right. We have an insider. Nice.
Huh? He goes to school at college, and he works for his dad at a plant. And he said that
mm-hmm.
like right now at work, this is their busiest time of the year right now. And so he's been stuck up at work, cause a lot of work at school, and stuff like that. I know he's got his new car, and he's been checking on that baby for a couple days now. So that's what Cal's been up to, work and school, and busting nuts on his car.
Because I know a lot of the guys, including myself, miss hearing from Cal, oh Lordy, and all them catchphrases he has. And
the Patriots.
Hopefully we'll hear back from him soon. If you talk to him, you know, try to remind him if he can sneak an hour in to get a game in his league. He has a team looking like it's got a real shot at the playoffs if it's not already in the playoffs. So, hopefully that he can at least, because I know he put a lot of hard work into that team. So hopefully he can make sure he can get a couple games in and clinch his division or whatnot. And, yeah, we all miss him, and we hope everything's going all right with him. Another guy up there that you're familiar with, Views, is Pro Sports. Now, Pro Sports is an interesting character. he's a little underrated by the league. People don't give him the respect he deserves because of his record, but he's a good player. But he seems to have a little bit of an issue from time to time with some other players. Well, what is it about Pro Sports' personality that makes him so dynamic?
You can't even put him in words. He's something else, you know? Like, if you knew him, like, personally, you'd be like, what the fuck's wrong with this kid? But, you know, he's a good kid. He always tries to find some way to, like, win his arguments and, like, think he's the best out there, but... Yeah, he's underrated right now. He's a good Madden player, but he's struggling. He just throws a lot of picks and a lot of turnovers he has right now.
Now, he is one of the youngest, if not the youngest player in the league. So the future for him in the OFL is bright. He might just be developing a little slower
Me and him are
than he wanted to. From what I spoke with Cal earlier in the year about Pro Sports when he got him to join, I think he didn't realize how much competition there really was in this league. So I think it might have caught him by storm.
Yeah, he told me about this league because he wanted me to join. I said, yeah, I will join. And then he was like, oh, I guarantee I'll make Super Bowl at least once in the first, like, 2 years in either league. I'm just like, Dylan, these guys seem pretty good. He's like, yeah, well, I'm better. And he's just trying to sound confident, like, just so he does good. Like, you know, you don't want to put yourself. You're like, oh, I can't win. You always want to have faith in yourself and think you can win if you need to.
And that's what I always try to do. I try to never give up, learn from my mistakes, and try to fix them. And Cal helped me to, like, change my play style a little bit because I was playing with a mobile quarterback. And I was playing him like a pocket quarterback, and that's what Cal helped me fix.
Cal helped me a little bit, too.
Yeah, Cal's a great guy. That's what's been so hard, just having him disappear so instantly. But I figured he was just busy with work, and we hope he gets back to get some free time to play some games. But, he's
I'll
a busy guy. Now, Pro
Matter
Sports,
fact,
on the other hand, is how are you in Pro Sports like in the league?
Oh, you're talking to me? Sorry, I just had to put myself on speaker, and I couldn't really hear what you just said. Sorry.
I was just asking, how are you? I know you and Pro Sports are pretty close. How are you guys like in the league?
We love it a lot. We just look forward to every game we play. We always get our games done, and we just love playing against other people in this league.
Cool, because we love having you guys in it. You guys have been great members. If there's any more guys up there that you know that want to play.
I just got a friend who's got an Xbox, and he said he might be getting Madden, so he's pretty good. I can see if he'll be interested in joining, because I know we told him about the leagues and stuff. He said that he may be interested in doing one like that, or just like trying out a tournament first and stuff.
Yeah, something to get his feet wet. I mean, most people, pretty much everybody that's in the league seems to like it. Now, on some controversial stuff, is pro sports, what happened with pro sports and Double J a week or two ago? Maybe like 2 weeks now. Something about a party and some racist comment, and Double J called pro sports racist and won't talk to him. Do you know anything about this?
Yeah, I was in the party. So, like, we were playing Call of Duty, right? And me, pro sports, and two of our other friends from Machine, we were just playing. And then I invited Double J to come play with us because me and pro sports always play with him. So we were playing with him, and then one of his friends joined, and he was talking about, like, babies, like, beating a baby or something. I don't know. He was, like, joking around. And then my two other friends, they're different. Like, they're, like, not racist, but, like, they're just, like, kind of making fun of Double J. And then, like Double J heard someone laughing that was pro sports, so then he was like, oh, man, you know, you were laughing because we're black and stuff. It was, like, kind of racist. And then he said, like, he was mad at him and stuff, but it was one of our other friends that was doing it. And then pro sports got mad at him because now, like, Double J was pissed at him, but I told him, like, what happened. And then they talked, and then they made up. So they're good right now.
Oh, okay. That's good, man.
Yeah,
I thought it, from what I was understanding, I'm like, man, I hope this is just a big misunderstanding, which it sure sounds like
that's
what it was, and talked it out. Good. Good to hear everybody's back on the same page. Cause,
yeah, the other kid is immature. He's immature.
Snake Eyes, what
Not
do you think about story. Racism? Snake Eyes. Oh.
I'm still here. Like, like, I'm not picking with anybody. Like, let me put it in a good point. You know, like, some grandmas are picky who their grandchildren goes out with and stuff like that. That's what I always, like, my grandma even gets mad at me because if I ever went out with a black girl or whatever. But, like, I try to tell her I'm not too picky with that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right. Well, another interesting fact, Snake Eyes, is your brother, how is this? Your brother-in-law's sister, her and five of her family members were murdered, but they caught the murderer today, and he's going to get life in prison, correct?
Life in prison, and then family members and everybody else wants him to get death.
Tell Fuse and all the other loyal listeners out there on OFL After Dark what exactly happened and where it occurred, and just give us a couple more details. This is it's a shame that this had to happen. It's heartbreaking, but fill us in, because this made the national news, and you knew the person.
Yeah, and it basically happened, like right by McKeesport. It's like another town over. Like, not in like, South Allegheny. It's the, I forget the actual town, but the dude went in the house, took some money, and then he took a toilet paper roll, and he lit it on fire and put it in the house. And then whenever the cops caught him, he said that he didn't know that the kids was in there and stuff like that. And he wanted to get the person that was with her, like, they was husband and wife. He wanted to get the husband because for some odd reason. But I just say that the kids should never die like they did.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking. They didn't deserve that.
And the younger,
hopefully
that the youngest one was 6 years old.
Wow. That's crazy. That's terrible. Well, anyways, to be so close to that national story, prayers go out to you and your family, and hope it gets better in time. So 20 seconds left here, guys. Thanks for calling into the show tonight. We're here pretty much every night. Just need some more players for the single season group 3, 17 to join, 300 to the winner. All right, guys. Talk to you tomorrow.
See ya.
Peace.
Night.
Peace.